this coffee smells warm.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Cloud.
And this is...
We watch monster movies!
Today's movie is Piranha. Piranha is a 1978 monster movie film directed by Joe Dante, starring Bradford Dillman, Heather Menzies, Kevin McCarthy, Keenan Wynn, Barbara Steele, Dick Miller, and Belinda Velasquez. How about a plot synopsis?
In the search of two young people, a lady kidnaps a man from his home to go to a... old military testing facility where she empties the reservoir of piranhas that are genetically mutated into the river where they eat people. And we follow the path of the eaten people until we get to the kids. And then they eat some kids. And then there's the aquarium fancy pants guy who had lots of money place, and then they eat those people too, and then it's the end. Or is it? Dun dun dun. Because there's nothing to fear.
Well, then we don't get the, like, they just give us the title, like, after we've heard the bad information and we hear the sound again, but they don't give us a, like, the end question mark or anything.
Yeah,
they're not quite as...
There's no way they're in the ocean. And while we hear them in the ocean.
Well, we know about the saltwater thing.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't think of it in time to ask the doctor guy about it, they just kind of pieced it together, but seems pretty likely. Maybe in your, like, secret government pool of secrets where you're doing, like, testing, have the cover over the drain have smaller holes in it,
yeah,
than the thing that you're keeping in it.
That would definitely help.
Because, I guess there's a pipe below it or something, and at the end there's a valve, but, like, there's secret government piranhas. Like, you don't know. Like, the poison didn't work.
Well, I think part of the thing that bothers me is, like, the environment that all this stuff takes place in. And I'm just over here just a little perplexed by the fact that that one area with the toxic waste was underwater. And he's like, oh, man, it's underwater. And then when he's there, it's
the,
like, it's been.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just the fact the controls are. It's like all of the water plants are growing right there by the windows. And they didn't grow overnight. Like, did someone just leave their beer and then walk off and then come back? And then it's like, how'd I get in this boat? Why is my office just like that? Like, how?
There is a bottle of beer on the desk. And it's on the desk. Like,
yeah.
It's sitting on the surface of the desk somehow still. I don't understand really how that happened. But it's there.
It flooded really slowly.
It, I guess so. And, like, there was already still beer in it or something. And so it held it down until it could, like, the polish on the desk could stick it there. What's happening with this beer? And that it's unbranded. It's just, like, it's a brown bottle that's, like, clearly a beer bottle, but, like, the label, I guess, is soaked off or something,
because
it doesn't have a label. But
it
otherwise,
was very cleanly soaked off.
Yeah.
We didn't even put adhesive on this bottle when we stuck the label.
Well, it could
on
be
it
on the other side. There's only, it's only sticky, like, where the two edges come together, and the rest of it is just loose. But every other time we see a beer, it's Lone Star beer.
Yep.
Because apparently it's in Texas. I'm not really sure where they are in Texas. They never tell us. There's a mountain and a river, and that could be several places, I suppose. I didn't know they were in Texas. Like, his belt buckle says Texas, but I thought, well, maybe he just wears a Texas belt buckle.
Yeah.
He's like, we're not in Texas, and sometimes I wear a Texas belt buckle, but that's because I'm from Texas, but it doesn't.
But he could have been from Texas.
I mean, he could be, and that's why I thought maybe that's what was happening. But then turns out they're in Texas, because then they get arrested by the Texas, by the state troopers, and so it's like, oh, it is Texas. It really is Texas, but otherwise, there's not much of a point made about it being Texas.
And we're here to take your pants.
Yeah, they do take his pants.
Poor guy. No pants.
We never see him again.
Nope.
He doesn't, like, show up at the end but without his pants the other one. To, like, respond to the disaster or anything. Yeah, we see the other one, but he's not being... They really want us to dislike him.
Yeah.
Because he's so arrogant when we meet him originally.
Hey, and aren't you that guy who's always drunk that we had in the holding the other day?
Yeah, which, bruh. He's the second person to say that, so I guess this is just well known, but it is,
I don't know, I feel that's a little weak.
I mean, just because you're drunk sometimes.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're drunk all the time.
Or that you're not telling the truth even when you are drunk.
Yeah.
You can't tell. Here we have the opposite problem of the problem that we gave the blob credit for not having, where, like, most, I guess the police didn't believe at first, but they just didn't have any evidence, but they kind of looked around and didn't see any evidence. And so, but they were still they were going to keep looking around, but otherwise
something's not right.
Most people were like, oh, okay. Well, that sounds like something, I guess. I don't know what
to say. Please believe me. Like, 8 times.
Yeah. But, like, here, it's like nobody believes anything except for the government, and that's because they already know. And they show up with the army and aren't actually any help, even though I guess they put poison in the river, which doesn't kill
colonel?
The piranhas, but yeah, he's a colonel, because it's politics. He hasn't made general yet. Which, he must have done something really dumb, because, I mean, not everybody makes general, but, like, generally, people kind of move up the ranks just if they stay around long enough, unless they screw up and are particularly not promoted. So I think there's, like, some secret bit of history that they're telling us that he has that we just don't learn about. Like, they're telling us that he's a screw-up.
Maybe.
There's a reason he's still a colonel. And so he's not going to be any help. And he is not really any
help. And he gets eaten. Like, the only help he is to provide bait.
Yeah, well, and he wasn't really that bad. I guess he wasn't helpful either, but it wasn't like... There mostly aren't really characters here like you often have where you're like... If you're going to think things like that, you think like, oh, well, they're the ones that should die because we hate them, or, like, they're responsible or something. Because, like, the doctor guy is responsible, but we don't really... Like, especially at the time that he does, really want or need him to die because he might be able to help. Because he knows he made them, he knows what's going on, and we're not like, you must pay for your sins yet at the point in which he dies.
Well, I've always been on the fence about characters like that. It's just like, it's like being upset at the people who invented nuclear weapons. And it's just like, yeah, you're the one who killed all of the Japanese people when we dropped the 2 A-bombs. I'm like, no, they simply made a tool. And then you have, like, this guy, and he, like, yeah, he made the piranhas, but he didn't let the piranhas out. He even tried stopping them. And then I don't know why he had to spend so much time trying to hold the other guy down when he should have reached over there as quickly as possible, because it wasn't very climatic. It's just, no, just reach over there and grab the switch. Quit screwing around.
Yeah, well, he does. He has this moment of indecision where he's like, he's holding him by with the pike, and he kind of looks over at the switch and is like, I should turn the switch before it's too late. And then he looks back at him and realizes that he's keeping a guy by the throat still. And then she hits him over the head before he can really decide. But he does take a little bit of a while to.
Yeah, like once you got that guy pushed out of the way, you should have just hit the switch.
Which it was already draining, and so I don't know if maybe some would have gotten out anyway.
Maybe.
But I do kind of like that it's not really anybody's fault. That, like, he was still just kind of going along doing his research because science and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't really supposed to get out. And he doesn't seem to care very much about the there'll be another war like the other doctor does, that's with the colonel. And they didn't mean to let them out. And
it just happened.
It just happened. And it's like, it happened, but it's not like, oh, this just fell from space. Or, like, this thing just showed up, and we don't know why there's tiny horses and dinosaurs and stuff that survived in this like, crater area that has an open top, and still somehow the pterodactyls don't fly away. Like, yeah. It's not, like, total happenstance. Like, there's a way that things happen, but nobody means anything by it. It's just, like, things keep escalating.
Like, I'm sure the doctor just wanted to keep doing his experiments and, you know, with the claymation sea monster thing.
Yeah, which doesn't come to anything. It's walking around. We never see one again. Yeah. And it's not what the piranhas look like.
No.
Because we go a long time without seeing them.
Oh, yeah.
And so then you kind of think, like, are they the walking around kind of piranhas? And that's going to come into play later. But it doesn't. They just look like regular piranhas. They're just really hard to poison, I guess.
Yeah. It's a super, super tough piranha.
And I guess they think about stuff, maybe, because, like, they make their way around the other way because they stop the guy from... See, that's a guy right there. Like, he could have been like, but it's my job to open the dam. And, like, what do you mean don't do it? And he's just like, don't do it! And he just is like, okay, I'm taking my hand off of the handle, and I'm not opening the dam.
Like, how long did it take them to actually get the army involved?
Like, doesn't here, seem I've, like long.
I've got to make a phone call. Who did you make a phone call to?
to the army!
Yeah, it's like, the scientist the army. Is dead. He would have known who to talk to.
Picked up the phone, called the local army office, and...
They were there the same afternoon.
The same afternoon. Well,
everything was already flooded, but it's the same afternoon.
They have secrets to protect.
Yeah.
So... They got on top of things.
Especially with bait and rope.
Yeah.
We don't believe you. Throw that bait in there.
Brings back a bone.
It's like, all right, it's been 5 seconds. Bring it back in. It's just bone and some ligament. Well, we believe you.
Yeah.
How did they get in here? We pulled the lever. Why did you pull the lever? Because we were looking for bodies. Did you find the bodies?
Well,
no.
We found a dog body. Where are their bones?
Yeah.
There, like, are dog bones.
They just went through the drain.
Well, he even says probably couldn't fit through there. But
not in one piece.
No. But somehow the dog was in one. Like, it's like the skeleton from House on Haunted Hill, where it's just like, it just stays totally whole. It's like, how does this skeleton stay together? Like, there's nothing holding it together. It's not how skeletons work.
Like, we only have science in this movie, not magic. Someone better start explaining shit.
This whole dog skeleton.
Hey, look up there. It's Superman. Flashes tits.
And then,
am I supposed to look up here at Superman or down here at flashing tits?
I don't know.
It's knocked out.
It's a weird escape plan.
Why?
I did like...
Are you gay? Excuse
what?
Excuse me?
What did you...
Like, that's a hell of an icebreaker. Hey, listen, I'm only into dudes, and I need to know if you're gay, because if you're not gay, then look at these.
Did you really just say that to me?
Yeah.
You left out the last part, though, because then it's like a match cut to the headlights of the Jeep.
Yeah.
So they're making, like, a headlights joke. Which, nobody's guarding the motor pool either.
No.
Seems like. Because they just steal a Jeep. They knock out the one guy that was guarding the tent, and then they steal a Jeep, and no one knows.
Why did the police even pull them over to begin with?
I guess they don't look very military.
So?
I don't know. It seemed like there was some kind of...
He was more interested in the fact that the guy is a renowned... renowned drunk,
well known. Maybe that's
vehicle,
what it was. He's like, just... I know that guy. He's usually drunk. He's driving a car. I better pull him over. But
it's not until they already pull him over. He's like, oh, I know.
Oh, it's you. Yeah, because he couldn't possibly see him at night to go. And they didn't seem to be going especially fast.
Like, why'd you pull the Jeep over? It doesn't even matter if it's a military Jeep or not. It could have been bought surplus.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
hey,
one of those,
like,
Cosmoline jobs.
It's like, hey, like there's that stuff over there, and it's from the army, and it's for sale, and I'm going to buy it, and I have an army Jeep. Probably one that they used in Africa during World War II. Who knows?
Yeah, well, and we know, because they talk about it, that it hasn't been that long since the war ended.
Yeah.
So, but the war did end, and everyone is aware.
Yeah.
Because they never say it, but they're talking about Vietnam. For some reason, they never say Vietnam. They say the war, and they say, like, the rivers in Southeast Asia. And it almost seems like they're making a special point not to say Vietnam for some weird reason. But that's what they're talking about.
Oh, I thought they did say Vietnam. When
did
she,
they?
Like, whenever they were bringing up the rivers, like, that's the only time I ever heard them mention it.
I almost
thought they were going to be, like, referencing Korea, and I'm like, nah, like,
no,
there's plenty more.
Ago.
Yeah, that's too long, and there's definitely more renowned river. Renowned. See, why do I keep
saying that?
Renowned rivers. Renowned rivers in Vietnam. It's just like, ah, oh, it's like, that makes more sense. It's more recent.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, the rivers in north, west, east, in the north, not the south.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
We should go back.
And then they just poisoned it. And at first I thought they were talking about Agent Orange.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just like, no, they just poisoned the fish. But the fish didn't all die.
No, and then like, they didn't think to, like, try anything different. Or, like, I guess they couldn't put a better screen on the drain and then drain it. Like, it's not that hard to kill fish. Like, you kind of just take them out of the water.
I mean, like, that's what shooting fish in a barrel means. And you could have taken a pump and pumped the water out in a different way.
Yeah.
Easily. And then once it was low enough, then you could just, like, I don't know, like, scoop
the
them out.
The opposite of drown them.
With, like, yeah, a steel net.
On a
pole.
Hey, Army, they've got
And then throw them into a fire.
What about dynamite or something?
No, that would damage the facility.
But the facility is closed.
It doesn't matter. They were
And they
secrets.
didn't even spend government money to build it. Like, didn't he say that they, like, bought it from, like, somebody and turned it into the thing?
Yeah.
So, like, they don't, what do they care? Except he's just still there doing, does anybody know that he's there?
They seem to have known,
like,
that he was doing it.
Presumably he's getting paid, but, like, why does he care about getting paid since he's just, like, living in the secret facility?
Well, see, I thought that was part of the whole thing, where, like, they poisoned the fish, but the fish didn't die, and so they were like, that's weird, we'll just keep doing this.
But he's doing it by himself.
Yeah, and we don't want to spend any money. And they're like, well, if somebody falls in, then you just take their stuff and pawn it off. Buy yourself a sandwich.
Yeah, because he took the backpacks inside. But there is a hole in the fence. They didn't open, like, she hatchets the lock off later, but, like, they just kind of lift up a piece of the fence and just crawl in, and so it's not that secure a secret facility anymore.
No.
Which also,
people just falling in.
He's not going anywhere, because he doesn't have a vehicle. The gate is padlocked on the outside, which you could reach through and get, or maybe the hole in it is so he can come and go, but he's way up the mountain. Did they drag him back to the cabin?
I guess.
Because they say, well, we can't get him down to the town without the Jeep, but they got him down to the cabin.
They tied him up. And
they drove to the facility.
Yeah.
And so they...
On the exact same road that we saw her go through earlier and then overheat on.
Yeah, but I guess further down. I mean, she's going up the mountain, I guess. So, like, you go up the mountain and, like, you run into him and then you run into the secret facility. And somewhere in between, I guess, you run into the other guy.
I don't know. Like, it looked like it was the same portion of road where they set the camera up and were like, all right, drive past here. And then they pan the camera and then they're like, all right, now we got to go, like, 100 feet this way. And then they just set up the camera and were like, all right, keep driving this way. Like, that's literally what it looked like.
Yeah.
It's like, it is the exact same road, not even a mile away. It's just right here.
How did she solve her overheating? We don't see her again, and then she should. And, like, I thought she was like, my Jeep is overheated. Oh, look, a cabin. I'm going to get some help.
Yeah.
But she's not getting help.
Well, like,
she's investigating.
And then she just shows up. Because it's literally cuts between her looking at it and then there being a knock at the cabin.
Yeah.
Like, it's open. Comes in and then just harasses man. You're gonna take me. No. Proceeds to take her.
Yeah. I what does he say? I am not, or I won't be, or something. And then
at this point, mountain man, I don't care.
Which seems like
there's gotta be someone here. This coffee. smells warm.
Yeah.
Ignores rabbit. So, ignores the living so rabbit good. In the cage right beside
it. She picks
right
it up and takes a sniff, and she says it's still warm. And it's like, you knew that before you got it up to your nose.
Like
you could say, like, it's still fresh.
You're just a city girl.
It could be cold and still be, like, you could tell this is not, like, six-year-old coffee in this cup.
It should be evaporated by then.
But...
never mind. Like, city people don't know what rabbits are? Like, what is this?
Well, the rabbit, I guess, isn't that important.
It's obviously not 6 years old.
No.
It's stuck in a cage for 6 years. Whatever.
I don't know. Do rabbits change very much after they're not bunnies?
I mean, they just get big. That's it.
Yeah. But they stop at a certain point, right?
Normally, depending on the breed. You can get some big-ass rabbits.
How long does a rabbit live?
I don't know. Talk to a rabbit breeder.
I don't know.
There's people out there who specifically breed rabbits.
We don't have a rabbit breeder on hand. I don't know.
All right, so I like the daughter.
Yeah, the daughter.
Drunk man daughter.
The daughter is
smart.
Active. Like, she has the right idea for the wrong reason. Like, she's scared of the water when, like, normally there's nothing in the water, but there is now, but she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
But then once there actually is something in the water, then she is being, like, active and trying to save people and stuff, so.
I read her Huckleberry Finn, and she wanted to do
this.
Built
a raft.
And so I built a raft, so we met halfway. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of cool. She never got on the raft.
No.
Why? I'm scared of what's in the water. There's nothing in the water until now.
Until now?
I'm going to get this canoe, and I can't get the canoe. I'll get this inflatable. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go save these people while I'm literally watching them be attacked as they're screaming. I'm going to keep my calm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of what's in the water.
I'm going to use this canoe. Wow, I didn't realize canoes were this heavy.
Yeah. And, like, I'll tell Austin. I'll tell you like I told Austin. I didn't mean to like belittle the young lady for trying to help and move the canoe and then couldn't. But when I was her age, I would have to have that canoe lifted and like above my head and put on top of a truck. And so I know how heavy they are. She could have slid it instead of trying to push it. It is so much easier.
Pulled it?
You know, like, okay, so she had it like hot dog, right?
Yeah.
So she's like at the center of it trying to push it. Just like stand at like one of the ends and then you can just slide it down. So easy. I'm just saying, like, in case you're ever in a situation where like you have to push a canoe down because you only have like half an arm and a half a knee and you got to like save some kids at a summer camp.
So, for most of this, we're concerned about it getting to the summer camp, that the school of Piranha is going to get to the summer camp and they're going to kill the kids, and we're trying to stop that.
Sounds legit.
We watched the trailer after we watched the movie.
There are no summer camp things in the trailer at all.
No, you never see the summer camp. It's all about the resort.
No, you do see the summer camp at the start of it
after
it cuts. Because it starts off with, like, the, we're going to do a commercial about the thing.
Then
it shows you clips of the summer part, the summer camp. It never talks about the summer camp.
Because
all the clips after that are of the water park event thing.
Yeah. And, like, it's a pretty good trailer.
It's so good.
Like, it's one of, you know, it's kind of, it's,
it's very campy.
It is.
Yeah, I love it.
They show you so much of the movie, though.
It ruins the, like, almost the entire movie.
They show you so much.
The only stuff it doesn't ruin is that we get to watch a whole bunch of different stuff jump, different stuff, and then one boat launches off of another boat that explodes for reasons, and then immediately cuts to them in their stolen police car, driving really fast and jumping heels. Just a whole bunch of jumping. Yeah,
which is not that one is not a match cut. It's a little bit after, but it's like, watch this thing jump, now watch this thing jump. Yes. And it's like, well, why are we watching things jump? And,
budget.
I guess so. But the boat thing is weird because the main tension of the scene is the water skier guy.
who does not get attacked.
I don't guess so.
He sees the body. They like run off. The ladies are like, ha ha, like we're going to go faster. And then he's like, no, you got to stop. So they stop. And he's like, no, don't stop. Keep going. And then they keep going. And he looks fine. I was kind of expecting to see like terribly CG'd. Like piranhas kind of fling out of the water because of him like going back up on top. And then it's just like, nope, got to dodge this boat. And then this boat comes into the other direction and like clotheslines the rope and causes him to crash and then launches itself off the boat that was just sitting there.
Because there's a third boat.
Yeah.
There's like a guy over there in a third boat that seems to be doing something.
Carrying things of gasoline.
Yeah, it's like he's not involved in the circumstance.
And not
it
even
gets blown up.
Not even like a small little tank of gasoline that you would use for the engine on your boat. Like it looked like an old school like steel drum that you would like portable steel drum of gasoline. Like it was ridiculous. Like what do we have for props to put gasoline in? This. All right, it don't look right, but we'll use it.
What did the divers have in mind exactly?
I don't know.
Because they're not wearing, like, shark attack suits or anything.
I mean, you're in the river. Like, and I don't expect to be attacked by a shark in a river.
Well, no, but I mean, were they just regular scuba people scubaing in the river? Like, it seemed like we saw them, like, they had a purpose. Because there were, like, three of them, and they all had, like, matching suits. And I thought they were from the army. And they were checking things out. But then that one just, like... Well, and they have, like, really professional scuba gear, too. Like, they've got, like, the extra regulator, like, hanging off the back for other people, and it seemed like they had something going on, besides we're just going to check out the river on this fine afternoon.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like scuba was part of the resort, but
I kind of remember there being something that was scuba related, but I thought that had to do with like the submarine.
Yeah, the submarine.
You know, like because they
which
make
we never
deal...
see.
Yeah,
they we see the sign for the submarine. They talk about how he like lifted it from another park someplace else.
And then there's like the pig.
The pig, yeah, the pig, the swimming pig, swimming. What does he say? Swimming swine, I think.
Yeah,
swimming swine. Which is such a like. Discount theme park in like some state in the South or Midwest kind of thing. Like, look at our pig, it swims.
Anything can swim with enough motivation.
But are they just like, swim pig or you'll drown? Like, is that how the swimming swine works? Or
I don't know, maybe they throw apples and it just chases the apples into the water and they're like, yay! And like, they like, I don't know.
Seems like he was a major attraction though at some point in his career, the way that he's talked about by Dick Miller's character, which I like Dick Miller, and like I like having him in things.
He plays like the perfect sleazebag.
He does here, which he kind of plays, because this is like Joe Dante directed this, and he also directed Explorers. Several years later, and Dick Miller is in that too, but he's like, I think he's a cop. I'm really not sure. They never make it really clear, but he's kind of like the only adult that is sort of aware of what's going on with the kids building the like ship to go to space. And he's like,
he's good.
And like, he's kind of like, he can't catch, you don't want him to like catch them. And he just barely almost does. But then he's like, okay, I guess, you know, this is like, it seems like at some point he gets the dream too, maybe, or he did it some earlier time. Like he kind of knows what's going on with them. And then he's kind of okay with it after the fact. But and he's only in like a little bit of it.
As long as you don't talk about the piranhas.
So, but he's here. Here he's just this, just totally, just greasy.
Excuse me.
Like he's got this ridiculous Texas suit with like.
They're eating the guest.
Yeah, he's got a briefcase, telephone, and fancy silver on his shirt collar tips, and he's just really. But like, he seemed like he had some connection with like the police. And maybe the military too, because he knows the general and
the colonel.
The colonel and like the sheriff guy, or the like the trooper like talks to him on the phone. It seems like
The colonel. He was talking to the colonel on the phone whenever they were getting the stuff set up, because he was talking about the secret investments.
Yeah,
which seemed kind of dumb. Why would the colonel be making investments in such a low business kind of park thing?
Well, I guess because his army career is kind of at a dead end, so he's trying to branch out.
I mean, it's not a... All right, listen.
But I don't really know. There was this, like, secret subplot that I don't really understand.
I mean, if you like going to the fair or the carnival or stuff like that, that's fine. You can go do that kind of stuff. And that's what this feels like. This just feels like, instead of it being ran by the state or the county, it just kind of feels sleazy. But it feels like it's the same kind of thing. Like, oh, look, it's the park. We're going to have an event at the park. You go to the park. Please spend money at our concession stands and booths. Like, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And so, like, that would be a terrible investment kind of thing. Like, oh, I'm a colonel. I want to do other things that are better that I can, like, fall back on. Sleaziness for the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, that's something that you invest in from, like, ground level, where it's like, hey, I can only go up from here. Like, the colonel obviously went down and then drowned and died and was eaten by piranha. It's kind of dumb.
Well, there is this, I'm not really clear on what his plan for the park is, because there are all these people here. And he keeps saying, like, everything's free today. And I guess maybe it's just supposed to be, like, we're going to let some people in. They're going to see how great it is. And then they're going to tell other people. And then that's how we're going to get business. Because he says, like, you're under no, you know, no one's under any obligation to buy anything. It almost seems like he's selling timeshares or something. Where it's like, you just have to, you know, just look around. Just see how nice it would be to vacation here. And then, you know, later we'll squeeze some money out of you.
Yeah.
But they're already here and everything's already free, and it's like a water park kind of thing
at
but
the
it's
river.
Mostly a beach and some like
I will gladly take
rides.
Your free barbecue,
yeah, and a swim in swine. So
yeehaw.
There's if his plan was like, look how great it is, tell your friends, it's not working.
No,
like his business is dead after today, even if the guests don't get eaten. Probably because it's not great, and
he's
also
seen
it's,
everything.
Like, everything is stolen. He bought everything from everywhere else, and everybody's like, "Oh, I went to this place and I saw that there, and I went to this place and I saw that there." And so, your theme park is not interesting because I already saw everything, which I don't think matters that much necessarily in sort of a just like somewhere in Texas theme park, because like. There are lots of those places around where there's just like, oh, look, there's a little water park or a little theme park. And it doesn't have to be like a revolution in the theme park experience for it to still like make enough business to stay around and come, like reopen every summer. So
yeah,
there's.
Well, matter of fact, that's one of the more recent Piranha movies is an actual water park that's getting ready to open for the summer.
Yeah.
Like an actual water park, not the beach.
Yeah, the Texas River Beach.
Yeah, actual water park. And there was plenty to fear there, too.
Yeah. Well, there's a girl on the beach who is so uninterested in being on the Texas River Beach or in his theme park that she's reading Moby Dick, which is obviously there just to be like, look at this other like fictional thing that has like some kind of fish thing in it. Cause there's a Jaws arcade machine at the beginning.
Yeah.
And like, it's, you know, it's really clear. And like, you know, Joe Dante and Roger Corman were very open that we're like, yeah, we're kind of like playing off of Jaws over here. It wasn't like they were really secret, even though it seems that Universal maybe didn't understand that because like they were going to be like, hey, we're putting out Jaws 2 this summer. And we're going to try to get an injunction against you releasing this because you're like stealing. And it's like, and
yeah, nah.
But then Spielberg was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't want you to do that.
Why y'all don't?
You know, he didn't direct Jaws 2 anyway, but it's still like his thing, and he's Spielberg, and he made a lot of money for Universal even by this point, so like they listened to him. But it was a dumb thing. Like, you can't say like no one can have a fish attacks movie because we had a fish attacks movie.
Yeah. Okay, so on that note, because there's that level of comparison because of like how history's treated all of these events, I think there's a lot that's really good about this movie.
I do too.
I think the acting, other than some of the dialogue, which I think was goofy, like, I think the acting is pretty spot on. I think the story wasn't properly fleshed out, but
it mostly is.
Well, I'm saying like fleshed out in the fact that anything that was side plot related,
yeah,
like didn't
side
pay
plots
off.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
where
like
they, where
like all on. Of this extra stuff that's connected just totally shouldn't even have existed. It was unnecessary, and having it was a detriment.
We're just trying to make, like, feature length here.
Yeah, and so, like, saving the kids at the summer camp was interesting. I liked how the character dynamics for, like, here's, like, the camp head, and here's, like, the teenagers that are watching the kids, and here's the kids having to do the buddy-up system because, you know, you gotta win badges for minnows. Okay. Like, I think a lot of this is, like, it's like a mixture between here's something that's cute to contrast a man-eating fish that we've already watched, like, kill four people. You know? And so, like, I think, like, that dynamic is really good. I like how they actually handle the piranhas, which is something that is very Jaws-like, where it's like, we almost never see them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do see them, it's all, like, super fast cut. Like, the water's, you know, white because of all of the movement.
Yeah.
You know, we only see like little bits and pieces of them. And I'm like, hey, like, this is good. It does make them scary because like we do see I've got really good eyes. I got really good eyes. And so it's a hand on top of the fish and it looks like the fit like the, it's petting the fish. And you can tell that the fish is absolutely not real. It's just flopping back and forth. And I'm like, not being able to see the fish clearly help make them scarier than like witnessing what looked like a hand petting a fish.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, famously in Jaws, like the you don't ever see the thing and that makes it so much better was mostly accidental because
yeah.
It didn't like the shark didn't work. And so Spielberg had to figure it out and ended up making a much better movie because of it.
And hey, if these people learned from that, then I think that's okay. I mean, obviously it worked for that, and
yeah.
It helped this.
Well, like here, you know, even if you want to do it because it's, like, better for story purposes, they also have, like, you know, $700,000 to make this thing.
Yeah, we don't have
and
budget
so
for fish.
We can't do, like, really high-quality effects for every time you see them so that we can show them clearly. And so you just don't ever really see them clearly. And, you know, there's a time or two where there's, like, that one shot where it, like, swims directly at the camera and kind of, like, bites over the camera.
Yeah.
And so they have a time or two where it's something like that happens.
We gotta have somebody jump in the theater.
And, like, there's the one that, like, jumps out of the water and attacks the guy's face.
Yeah.
Which is the only time that happens. And it seems like that would have been beneficial to the piranhas to do that more often. They have to take the raft apart to get to the people. And
yeah.
Water skier guy is inaccessible because he's able to stay up on his ski. And if they just like whoop, and just jump on him, then
well, that
he
is,
wouldn't be safe.
That's something that I did like about all of the other Piranha movies that's been released after this. Is even though the stories get goofier and goofier, they do incorporate those kinds of like things where it's like, hey, well, why doesn't this happen? Okay, we'll put that in the next one. And the next one has it. And you're like, okay, well, why doesn't this happen? And they're like, okay, Jaws 3D, we'll get a porn star, and we'll put this in it, and we'll put that in it, and it'll actually have characters that you care about and an interesting plot. I'm not joking. Well, it even has Christopher Lloyd in it.
Uh-huh.
I think that one came out in 2010. Pretty sure I saw that in theaters. It was supposed to be in 3D.
Yeah. Yeah. The first new one is 10, and then the second one is 12. Because there's the second one of these, which is Piranha 2 The Spawning, which is 4 years after this. which is famously James Cameron's first movie.
Yeah.
And so eventually we'll have to get around
I don't
to
know
that,
why
I've
he
never
hates
seen
it. I don't know why he hates it so much, because like,
well, because it's not really his. It's just this thing that he directed, and you know, it was for Roger. You know, he's another person that we have now as a big time person that was like made by Roger Corman.
I liked that movie too.
And there's I've never seen it. It's the only James Cameron movie I've never seen. I mean, he's only made like six movies, so
it's
not hard.
As
but,
bad as he acts like it is.
Well, of course not. But it's just this, you know, it's this thing early in his career, and he didn't, you know, all of the James Cameron movies, like he had a really heavy influence on making, and like this is the only one where he just like came in and directed it, and you know, it was just a job, and because he wasn't important yet, and he wants people to remember the things that he wants people to, you know, his career starts with Aliens. Like, that's what he wants people to remember. And he doesn't want people to remember Piranha 2 the Spawning.
That would be hilarious. It's like, meet him in person and be like, hey, can you sign my copy?
I'm sure people
and,
do
and
that.
And then it's just like, yeah, sure. And then it's like, it's Piranha 2.
I'm sure people do.
It's good though.
I don't
know. He still did a good job. It is so much fun.
But if he feels bad about it, it's mean.
He doesn't feel bad about it. He got cocky.
Well, maybe.
He's like, I'm big and important now, and everybody looks at me and says, hey, is that James Cameron blue color that you're filtering a scene with? I'm like, yeah. Bruh, like, Piranha 2. You still directed that.
It's been 11.
I like that movie. Don't hate on me or it because you didn't. The water's not James Cameron blue. Nah, it was fun.
It's
better than Jaws 3 and 4 and everything after.
See, I thought you were talking about Jaws 3 because you said we're gonna like take this, we're gonna take that, and it's gonna be good. I'm like. Jaws 3?
No.
Jaws 3 is good? I didn't realize
that
you were talking about Piranha. But
I like all of the, I guess, mainline Piranha movies, because there's like this one, there's The Spawning, there's 3D, and then I don't remember what the fourth one was, but it's almost like something that's supposed to happen like directly after 3D, but there's like a different reasoning and still like the same Piranhas. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
You forget about the 95 one, though, that's in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's the 95.
That's that.
I think that's the one that's almost like, was it Snakehead? Because I think Snakehead came out almost the same time.
I don't know.
And it's another fish movie, but it's like fish that can crawl on land because they look like snakes, and it's like the Snakehead fish.
Huh.
Trying to remember.
Well, in the 95 version, which is like basically the same, it's like the story is the same. It's basically a remake of this one. It's not how 3D is, or it's a whole other thing. In that one, the daughter at the camp is played by Mila Kunis.
Well, there you go.
So, so there's that. It was made for television. It is 3 minutes shorter than this one.
You know, of all the things that are in this movie,
do you know
what I want to know about? Like the one thing that's unexplained, unresolved, you know, like something I would have liked it to have more depth on. I still want to know what happened between the witches and the demon, the story at the camp
at
night. And their fangs dripping with venom. And then it like cuts, and like the scene changes. Like, but what about the witches? Now you got me all interested.
So how do we feel about stars?
I'm giving it 4. Like, this is definitely something you could sit down and have some fun watching. Inherently, I would say the movie's not good, air quote. but it is definitely a hoot and a holler, and it has a lot of great features to it.
I don't know if I would say that it's not good, and I don't think that it's like a and it's good because it's bad. Like it's
oh
not
no,
like
absolutely
that. I think
not.
That it is good. I think it is good.
Well, like when I think of like good, you know, if watching this movie, I'm not going wow, like this was.
No,
it was so good. Like it's, I would say I had more fun watching it than just inherently thinking that it's good.
I guess so. I mean, it's what like Wade Major would refer to it as workmanlike. Like it's like it's a good job of what it is.
Yeah,
but it's what it is.
It exactly.
And so like it's not gonna change the world, but it's a good what it is. And so yeah, I would say 4 also. But I enjoy it quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't enjoy like we poked a lot of fun at it in like the first half of the episode, but I don't
they deserved it.
I guess so, but also I don't want to lean on like that it just has a like a load of problems or anything. Like I do think that it's good. And there are much worse things. I think it's a good example of like a monster premise with like we had almost no money and we still made something that was like serviceable and decent and not in like a look how cheap this is and
yeah.
Isn't this fun to look at, like, you know, like a Sci-Fi Channel original movie. Like those are good, like those are fun in a different way.
Yeah.
But like you can't really accuse almost any of them of being good.
Yeah. They're not.
And like, you know, you can accuse this of being good in like a
yeah.
certain kind of way. And so it's disappointing that we don't seem to know how to do that very often anymore. You know, every now and then somebody will do it, but it's like just because you don't have any money doesn't mean you can't make something good.
Exactly.
And wouldn't it be better like this to just not see the piranhas very much? Than to see them a lot, but see them in very inexpensive CG.
Yeah.
Like, that, and so, like, that's the choice you could have. Because we do get what must have been a fairly expensive stop motion series of shots with the walking around one that we don't even need. You didn't
nope.
even have to. I guess it tells us that there's other things that he's been working on besides these piranhas. And so he's this like, look at what he was able to make. So just imagine how scary the piranhas are, which at that point we won't see for like another 20 minutes. And so I guess it's good for that. But those don't attack. That one doesn't attack. They never even see it. It doesn't
nope.
seem like, even though like
the one that they
she
do
gets
see...
like knocked to the side during the fight over the switch and lands like right beside it. It's like right by her head, but then it kind of scurries off and it seems like she doesn't see.
Like, the only one that they do see is the one that's in the tank.
Yeah, the one in
and
the
it
tank.
Doesn't, like, do anything other than turn its head and go, bruh.
Yeah, kind of, like, leans from side to side a little bit.
I need some smack, Bert.
They're...
Like, no, we gotta go.
Like, he's, like, walking around the facility before they see anything weird, just, like, taking pulls out of his whiskey canteen. And then they see that, like, this weird thing that doesn't exist in the tank. And he's just like, well, would you look at that? And they're not really that concerned about it. Not as much as it seems like they should be. Because they were kind of like nervous by the empty facility. And then like, look at this weird thing. Oh,
no,
look
no,
at
that's
that.
That's what the canteen was for.
I guess so. She doesn't listen. He says, it's not water. She takes a drink, spits it everywhere.
Yeah, and a big drink. Like, what you think it was? Kool-Aid?
That's an army canteen that he's got. It has, like, the pouch that you put it in and, like, hangs off of your belt. So there's surplus going around, unless he was in the military
yeah.
and he kept his canteen and we just are never told about it. We also never know whether he drank before or after his wife left him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't answer that. He does answer how long they were married, but he doesn't ever answer the when did you start drinking question. Which is kind of another, like, did you really just say that to me?
Yeah.
He's like, what kind of question is that to ask?
In the man's house. Like, were you a scumbag before or after your wife left you? What the shit?
Uh-huh.
I have, you know, I left her because she was abusive.
Yeah, is this the cause or is this the cope? Like, we don't know.
I like to drink to forget about how I was beaten. My wife was twice my size. No one laughed at me. I'm thinking of the Amazons from Futurama.
Mm-hmm. Snoo snoo.
Death by.
Yeah. Snoo snoo, comma, death by. Yeah. That river's just poison on both ends now.
It's done.
The army poisoned the top end. They smelt poison to the bottom end. Like, it's just a poison river now.
Who's going to tell the kids not to bathe in it? Like, stay out of the water.
I don't
think
anybody's going to tell. It doesn't seem like anybody's going to tell the kids.
Everything's going to get flooded and it's poisoned and everybody's going to get sick. And
that valve exists already. Like, they don't have to, like, find a workaround to, like, get the smelting waste into the river. Like, there's just a valve and a pipe and it releases the smelting waste. So they were doing that anyway. At least it seems like. So the river's bad news anyway.
And not bears.
No. Attacked by bears? Attacked by piranhas.
Ooh.
Well, bear, I guess. Usually you don't get attacked by bears. Usually there's just one bear. Which is plenty to get attacked by. I feel like probably a bear is better. Because, like, you could probably escape from a bear, maybe. Like, you can find... It's hard to get out of the water if you're, like, in the middle of the water. You might get away from a bear.
We're not the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Which they mention. Oh, yeah. Even them. They just were like, let's just swim in this unknown water in this unknown place.
Like, hey, what if this is a sewage treatment plant? And it's just like, bruh, he said exactly what I was thinking. Why would you? No, stop it. We need to break into this area.
Yeah, which she was against.
No, she was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you need a little crime under your belt. What? We should go swimming. Nah, I'm good. Oh, what are you scared? I mean, it could be sewage. It's cold. That you can have cold sewage.
It's also poison, isn't it? Because presumably they didn't drain it because they would have escaped, so it's still the poison pool. So they're probably going to die of poison anyway.
Water's nasty.
Is this a characters in horror movies die because of sex thing, though? Because they were, like, getting, like, kind of sexy time, and then they die.
I don't know.
It's not a slasher movie, although there is a sleepaway camp in it, so.
I don't know. I think that one's a bit too on the nose, because it's, like, from the 80s, so we gotta have somebody take their top off so we can see some boobs.
Yeah, well, 70s.
But, oh, 70s. Yeah, 70s. But,
still counts.
But at the same time, it's just, like, going swimming and removing clothes is kind of normal-ish. I mean, you don't wear, like, a full suit and go swimming on purpose.
No, but they, like, kind of kiss for a moment and then, like, continue taking their clothes off and then get in the water.
Yeah, but getting in the water didn't result in, like, hey, it's more like, I'm in the water, why'd you bite me? Haha, this is fun. Hey, haha, this is not fun anymore. Hey, where are you at? And then they're dead.
I do wonder about their relationship, though, that he is really accepting of, I think she just bit me. And then she's like, she's denying it, but he's, like, pretty serious. Like, but they're in a suspicious pool of water, but I guess, they don't know that there's anything to bite, but he's really ready to believe that she's the one that just bit him on the leg or wherever. And so that's kind of weird.
Maybe she's a biter.
Maybe, but he's real surprised. So he's surprised, but not surprised. So it's weird.
Eh, well, they're dead.
They're dead.
That's all I have to say about Piranha.
If you made it this far, like the video. Maybe subscribe. Comment down below what was your favorite Piranha movie. Or if you're even afraid to be in the water, because things could be there.
I'm not afraid of rivers. I didn't like swimming in rivers because rivers are dirty.
Yeah.
Lakes too. I'm more afraid of the, like, the dirtiness than that something might eat me. We'll see you next time.
Later.
Death by water.
Texas, it's like a whole other country.
Science has proved that this is so.